Part 1. When in Rome. File number EE955. Personal file from Esat Echt. Personal journal entry, Dr. Rose Franklin.
Be careful what you wish for. About 10 years ago, I was 37 at the time, a giant robot from another planet visited Earth and decimated part of London. We succeeded in destroying it, but 13 more appeared and dispersed a genetically engineered gaseous weapon in 24 of our most populous cities. 100 million people died in the process. Among them, this mysterious man whose name I never learned, who steered our every move ever since I was put in charge of studying that giant hand at the University of Chicago, and Kara Resnick, my best friend, who was also Vincent's wife and Eva's biological mother. With some help, I found a way to alter the metal these robots were made of at the molecular level and disabled one of them. That was enough to convince the aliens to leave. I can't say that I knew that was going to happen, that millions would die because I had discovered Themis and brought attention to our planet, but I was afraid it would. I was afraid ever since I was brought back to life. I felt out of place, and I wished that whoever built Themis would come back and take her away. I also said I hoped they would take me with them. They did. After the alien robots left Earth, General Eugene Govender, head of the EDC, Vincent, Eva, and I went aboard Themis to celebrate our... I was going to say victory, but that's not what it was. Survival. While we were there, the Council of Akitast, the group of aliens who decide how their world deals with others, had Themis brought back. She dematerialized on Earth and reappeared on Themis's home planet, with the four of us inside. They call it Esat Echt, home of the Echt, their people. In some small way, they're also our people. The Echt first came to Earth some 5,000 years ago, 24 of them or so. They were among us for a couple of millennia. They were ordered never to interfere, to stay out of history's way. But over time, some of them frayed and joined the natives. They had children, half-human, half-alien, who in turn had children, three-quarter-human, and so on, until their descendants, indistinguishable from humans, had but a tiny bit of alien genetics left in them. 3,000 years later, there was nothing left to distinguish them from. All of us, every single person on Earth, were related, however remotely, with a handful of aliens who chose love over duty, back when the Titans walked the Earth. We have been living here on Esat Echt for 9 years now, but we are still very much outsiders. Their entire society is built on the idea that different species shouldn't interact in ways that can affect them, that each should be left to evolve according to its own set of values. Centuries ago, their kind was nearly decimated by the inhabitants of a planet their emperor had displaced, exiled for personal or political reasons. After that, they replaced their monarchy with a very complex democracy, and took their non-interference policy to a whole new level. To the Echt, polluting an entire species with their genetics means robbing them of the future they should have. They view this as we would genocide. What happened on Earth was a tragedy for them as much as it was for us. They came to exterminate what they thought were a handful of Echt descendants before they could contaminate all of us. When they realized they were too late, they had already killed millions. We are living reminders of what they consider a stain on their history, like the Holocaust Memorial, or a monument to the victims of slavery. They will not be reminded anymore. One way or another, our time here ends tonight. We're going home.